بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال أبو طلحة لأم سليم قد سمعت صوت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ضعيفا أعرف فيه الجوع، فهل عندك من شيء؟ فقالت نعم، فأخرجت أقراصا من شعير، ثم أخذت خمارا لها، فلفت الخبز ببعضه ثم دسته تحت ثوبي وردتني ببعضه، ثم أرسلتني إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فذهبت به فوجدت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جالسا في المسجد ومعه الناس، فقمت عليهم، فقال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرسلك أبو طلحة؟ فقلت نعم. فقال ألي طعام؟ فقلت نعم. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قوموا، فانطلقوا. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates a hadith, and this incident is very similar to that which we did last week of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, the time of the Battle of Trench, when they had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam extremely hungry, and the Sahaba were hungry, and we did the incident where Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala invited Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and just one or two others, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the alan that all the Sahaba must go, and all of them went and all partook of the meals. And this is a similar incident where Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Abu Talha was his stepfather. Abu Talha was married to Umm Sulaym. Umm Sulaym is the real mother of Anas radiallahu anhu. Anas bin Malik. Malik was his father. His father had passed away. Then his mother Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha married Abu Talha. So Abu Talha tells Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha that I could hear from the voice of Rasulullah some weakness in which I realize that he is hungry. Have you got any food? She said, yes. So she took out some pieces of barley and then she tied her scarf around this bread, and she tied the remaining part of her scarf around me. Anas radiallahu anhu says, around me. So she's got this bread, she tied the scarf with one side of the scarf, she tied the bread, and she put it under my clothing, and the other part of the scarf, she tied it around me so that it could be firm and secure, and she sent me to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I find him sitting in the masjid with people around him. So when I entered, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without me telling anything, he asked me, did Abu Talha send you? I said, yes. He said, for food? I said, yes. Rasulullah SAW then makes a declaration to Sahaba, قُومُوا, all of you stand up. فَانْتَلَقُوا, they all proceed. وَانْتَلَقْتُوا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ حَتَّى جِئْتُ أَبَا طَلْحَ فَأَخْبَرْتُهُ. So Anas radiallahu anhu says, I then went forward, and I'm leading them towards the house of Abu Talha. And I quickly went and told Abu Talha that this is what happened. فَقَالَ أَبُو طَلْحَى يَا أُمَّ سُلَيْمٍ قَدْ جَاءَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِالنَّاسِ وَلَيْسَ عِنْدَنَا مَا نُطْعِمُهُمْ. So Abu Talha goes to my mother Umm Sulaym, and she says, Rasulullah SAW has come, and with so many Sahaba, we don't have sufficient to feed them. فَقَالَتْ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمُ. She was very calm. She said, Allah and His Rasul know best. فَانْتَلَقَ أَبُو طَلْحَى حَتَّى لَقِيَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Abu Talha quickly goes out of the house, emerges from the house, and he goes and he meets Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what we call istiqbal. When you have guests and you go out by the door at least, and you welcome the guests. فَأَقْبَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَعَهُ حَتَّى دَخَلَى. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and then they both entered. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ هَلُمِّي مَا عِنْدَكِ يَا أُمَّ سُلَيْمِ. He addressed Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha, and he said that bring to me whatever food you have prepared. فَأَتَتْ بِذَٰلِكَ الْخُبْسِ. She brought the bread. فَأَمَرَ بِهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Nabi Kareem sallam commanded, he brought the bread, and it was made into small, small, small pieces. وَعَصَرَتْ عَلَيْهِ أُمُّ سُلَيْمٍ أُكَّةً فَآدَمَتْهُ. Umm Sulaym radiallahu had a container, and she squeezed the container, the contents of the container. In other words, there was some type of gravy in that, and she put onto this bread. ثُمَّ قَالَ فِيهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَقُولُ. Nabi Kareem then read some dua. ثُمَّ قَالَ إِذَا لِي عَشَرَةٍ. Let 10 people come in. So they came in, فَأَذِنَ لَهُمْ فَأَكَلُوا, they ate, حَتَّى شَبِعُوا, ثُمَّ خَرُجُوا, they were satiated, they ate to the full, then they came out, ثُمَّ قَالَ إِذَنْ لِعَشَرَ, call another 10, فَأَذِنَ لَهُمْ حَتَّى أَكَلَ الْقُومُ كُلُّهُمْ وَشَبِعُوا, وَالْقُومُ سَبْعُونَ رَجُلًا أَوْ ثَمَانُونَ, the next batch of 10 came, they ate till they full, then they came out, then the next 10 were given permission. Like this, she says that, Anas radiallahu anhu says that 70 or 80 Sahaba had participated or partook of that meal. And of course the house was small, so to accommodate, it was sufficient for 10. So they came in 10. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فَمَا زَالَ يَدْخُلُ عَشَرًا, another narration says that 10 by 10 they came. وَيَخُرْجُ عَشَرًا حَتَّى لَمْ يَبْقَى مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا مِنْهُمْ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا دَخَلَ, in this manner they came and every single one ate. فَأَكَلَ حَتَّى شَبِعَا, he ate to his full. ثُمَّ هَيَّأَهَا, then Rasulullah SAW put the food together. After all the Sahaba had eaten and consumed the food, whatever was there, the remaining he put together. فَإِذَا هِيَ مِثْلُهَا حِينَ أَكَلُوا مِنْهَا, it was exact the same as when they had commenced eating. In other words, this was the barakah they had seen, that the food that was presented, that food still remained. And Allah Ta'ala brought so much of barakah in the food that 80 people ate. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فَأَكَلُوا عَشَرَةً عَشَرَةً, another narration says that they ate 10 by 10. حَتَّى فَعْلَ ذَلِكَ بِثَمَانِينَ رَجُلًا ثُمَّ أَكَلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ وَأَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ وَتَرَكُوا سُؤْرًا, then the narration says that after 80 of them had eaten the food, then Rasulullah ate also, and the people of the household, in other words, Anas radiallahu anhu, Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha, Abu Talha Ansari, whoever else was at home, and still they had some left over. وفي رواية ثم أفضلوا ما بلغوا جيرانهم, they had so much that they couldn't even give to the neighbors. وفي رواية عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال جئت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فوجدته جالسا مع أصحابه وقد عصب بطنه بعصابة, and the other narration says that Anas رضي الله عنه says, I came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم once and I saw him sitting with the Sahaba and he had fastened and tied his stomach with a stone. فقلت لبعض أصحابي لما عصب رسول, so I asked the companions, why has Rasulullah tied his stomach in this manner? فَقَالُوا مِنَ الْجُوعِ, they explained to me it was because of extreme spasms of hunger. فَذَهَبْتُ إِلَىٰ أَبِي طَلْحَىٰ, this narration says that Anas goes to Abu Talha, his father and his stepfather, who was زوج أم سليم بنت ملحان, and he was the husband of أم سليم بنت ملحان. فَقُلْتُ يَا أَبَتَىٰ, oh my father, قَدْ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَصَبَ بَطَنَهُ بِعِصَابَةٍ, فَسَأَلْتُ بَعْضَ أَصْحَابِي فَقَالُوا مِنَ الْجُوعِ, oh my beloved father, I saw Rasulullah had tied his stomach with some cloth and he had a stone, and I asked the companion, they said because of hunger. فَدَخَلَ أَبُو طَلْحَ عَلَى أُمِّي, my father then goes to Ummu Sulaym, Sulaym's mother. فَقَالَ هَلْ مِنْ عِنْدِي شَيْءٍ, you have any food? قَالَتْ نَعَمْ, عِنْدِي كِسَرٌ مِنْ خُبْزٍ وَتَمْرَاتٍ, I've got some pieces of bread and some dates. فَإِنْ جَعَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ سَلَّمْ وَحْدَهُ أَشْبَعْنَاهُ, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes alone, then we can satiate him, give him some food. وَإِنْ جَاءَ آخر مَعَهُ قَلَّ عَنْهُمْ, but if he brings others with him, the food will be less. وَذَكَرَ تَمَامَ الْحَدِيثِ, and then he mentioned the entire hadith which we have already done, that Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought 70 or 80 Sahaba and all had participated and all partook of the meals. This again, number one, illustrates to us the hunger Sahaba had. In fact, Rasulullah SAW, the greatest of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, this was his condition. At so many occasions, there was starvation, there was hunger. And then we see the mu'ajiza of Rasulullah SAW. This is little food was prepared, but not only the Sahaba ate, 80 of them ate, Rasulullah SAW himself ate, the people of the house ate, even the neighbors ate. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand the simplicity the Sahaba had lived, the life they lived, and our beloved Rasulullah SAW. Also, they had this jazba of feeding guests, and they, whatever little they had, there was no takalluf in it. They didn't have to prepare lavish meals to entertain a few guests, but the little bit of food they had, and they entertained so many of them, and there was so much barakah. May Allah grant us also that type of barakah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.